We start this morning with Sebastian Blanc. He's a senior software engineer at Red Hat, and he'll be talking about coding and how it's become an effective way for kids to build a future and enhance their lives in many ways. Sebastian will discuss how parents have an essential role in guiding children through this journey, present some of his insights and share tips on how to start coding with your kids. So please join me in welcoming Sebastian.
Good morning. Is it working? Yes? Can everyone hear me? Awesome. Okay. Let me start my presentation. So good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I know it's hard on the last day of a conference. I heard there were some whiskey tasting yesterday, but you are still here, so I'm impressed. I'm honored and really proud to be here this morning. It feels a bit special because, yeah, I'm a frequent speaker, but I always speak about technical stuff. I do a lot of live coding. But today is different. It's way more personal. And in the same time, I'm sure it will reflect on you. So, kids and coding. Sure, it's fun to teach coding to your kids. But my keynote won't be focused on the fun part. But don't worry, my keynote is still funny. Coding has so many levels that will impact your life. And I'm not afraid to say that coding changed my life. And I've been reflecting a lot on my childhood when I started to learn coding and how I teach coding now to my daughter. And what I want to do this morning is to share my insights, my tips, but also my emotion, my passion. So before we start, we will all together do a little exercise. You just have to use your brain, so I know it's early, but I will give you 20 seconds, and what I would like you to do is to try to remember your earliest memory of the first line of code you ever wrote. And remember that moment that you pressed enter and that the code was executed. So I give you 20 seconds. Please try to remember that moment. It's a really important moment of your life. Okay, I give you 20 seconds and then we go on. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to share his memory? If not, it's okay. It won't break the script of my keynote. Yes? Some text printing. You guy, you are making the perfect transition. You will see why. Okay, yeah, sure. Awesome. Let me share my memory. Oh, I have to click here. So it was more than 30 years ago. I was home playing with my Legos. And my father came back home. He was a teacher with a big box. And he said, Seb, I have a computer inside. Come with me in the office. We will try it out together. And it was this computer. You probably don't know what it is, except the French people here in the room, maybe. It's an MO5 from Thomson. Doesn't exist anymore. French product. However, we plugged everything, and when we turned on the computer, that is what I saw. Basic prompt. And my dad, from his back, he took a little leaflet. I've got it here because it's the original one. Really old stuff with a lot of basic instructions, and he started to show me stuff. And then he said, okay, Seb, it's your turn. So, really first thing I did, and I was just, whoa. That's crazy stuff. But wait for the second one. And I won't type it this one, but wait for the second one. The second one was box F. I could draw a filled box in yellow. And that was my mindstorm. It was a crazy moment. And I realized two things. The first thing was, well, I was already a big fan of video games. But for me, video games were really black magic. But suddenly, it all became clear. I knew how video games were made now. No black magic anymore. And that's really, really important. Let me tell you why. Let's go back to in the past a bit. So we have the old breed, let's call it them though. Our parents, grandparents. Well, when personal computers arrived, they were already going up. They were already there. And IT didn't have that much impact on them. So it was not really important if they take care of IT and coding or not, like this woman trying to take a picture. And then we have the current breed. That's us here. We grew up with computers. We were not afraid of getting our hands dirty to move jumpers off the sound cards to make it work, to create our own config.sys file to make this game work. We know how it works. We're totally comfortable with that. And then you have the new breed, our kids, babies, teenagers. Sure, give them a tablet, a phone, they will know how to use it, and everybody will be impressed. Wow, look, he already knows how to use it. He can take a picture. Yes. But, and that's the paradox, the new breed is way more closer than the old breed than us. Because technology involves so much, it's so nice, so centered on the user interface, kids have no single idea how a computer works. And for the old breed, that was not really a problem. But for the new breed, that's a problem. There are so many challenges. You probably know this famous quote, software is eating the world, code is slow, code will be the new governance of our society. And that is true. Code will be part of every single piece of their life. And so it's crucial that they understand what code is. Even if they don't become a coder, a developer later, at least we must make this black magic disappear. To go back to my basic example with my box, the second thing I realized was now I knew how video games were made, but now I knew how I could make a video game. And suddenly, I was just feeling like the king of the world. All these crazy ideas I had in my mind, I could do it now. I could create all my games that I ever dreamed of. And we know how important it is for a kid to try out things, to be able to transmit the ideas that you have in your brain to something concrete. The best example is a child playing with his cubes, with his blocks. In his mind, he has a huge tower in mind, so he starts building his tower. And what happens? Well, at the moment, the tower collapses. What does he do? He starts over again, and this time he will be more cautious. He will be more creative. And with coding, it's exactly the same. You can do the same thing, except that you are not limited by blocks. You can do whatever you want. And if there's one man that already understood that 40 years ago. This man is really important in the computer science, and it's a shame that he's not more known than that. Can anyone here in the audience tell me who this man is? Seymour Papert. Seymour Papert. He was passionate about education, about computer science, about math, and a lot of other things. So what he decided to do was to create a language. And this language was called Logo. Logo was my second mindstorm. When I discovered Logo, that was just crazy. I will give you now a small demo of Logo. But before that, I really want to do that quickly. Seymour Papert passed away 2 months ago. I was really sad about that. And if I could just ask to all of you just to stand up and give him a 10-second ovation, please. Can we do that all together? Yes? That will be so awesome. Thank you so much. That means a lot for me. Okay, Logo. How does it work? So, maybe let me exit. Crazy thing, there's a Logo distro that you can install on Fedora. I discovered that 2 days ago. And Logo is based on, you have a turtle, and you can give it instructions. And you can make loops, you can make functions. So let's start with forward 50. And here you see my turtle that is moving. Let me put it here, maybe. No, that's not good. Let me see how the best I can do that. OK. And then you can do a right turn, 80. And make it move forward again, 50. OK, great. Let's clean the screen. And this time, let's try to make a loop. So I say repeat 4 times, forward 50, right turn 80. 80. And I get a square. Wow, crazy stuff. But maybe I can try to make a function. Let's make a square function. So I say to square. And I give a size, that's a parameter. Here I enter my function and I say repeat for forward my size and make a return of 80. And I end my function, square has been defined, and now I can do square 100. Oh, square 100. And I define a function. So there's way more with Logo, but that's how I started to discover real coding. I strongly advise you to show that to your kids. Don't fear that they find it old school, stuff like that. I just showed that to my daughter, and she was like a crazy. She spent the whole day playing with that. So I strongly advise you to show Logo. That's the old school version. There are some online interpreters as well, if you prefer that. But to be completely honest, I didn't start with Logo with my daughter. I started with the little brother of Logo. Let me go back to my slides for a bit. Oh yeah, I missed this slide. Yeah, one of the important quote of Seymour Papert was telling, the kid must teach the computer, not the computer teach the kid. Because in most schools, the computers are used to teach the kid, and it should be the opposite. Oh yeah, and that is, just to finish on Logo, Bono was standing there, showed me that there's even a Logo Minecraft. And that's a great transition for my next slide, because What I showed to my daughter first was Scratch, the Ipster logo. So Scratch is also focused on kids, and there, instead of typing instructions, you assemble blocks. You see, we come back to example of blocks. And it's really, really nice. And I will again give you a small demo of it for those who don't know that. And tonight you will be all playing Scratch, I'm sure. Scratch brings also another value that is really important. We will come back to that just after. Okay, Scratch, it's not a turtle, it's a cat. It's not Tomcat, huh? But, and what you can do is you drag and drop instructions. Move 10, maybe I can make it. I want to make it a bit bigger, but it doesn't seem to work. Move 10 is moving, but let's go a bit further. Let's add an event. It's when the green flag is clicked, I want my cat to move forever. Okay, let's try that out. Oh, where's my cat? Maybe I can do something about it. So if you take a look here in motions, you get if an edge bounce. Cool, that's exactly what we want. My cat is bouncing, but there's still a problem. Let's see if I can do something to fix the rotation style. Set rotation style left, right. Hey, that's what I want. Here we go. And now my cat is, well, not really walking. He's more sliding. Maybe I could do something about that to make it more like he's walking. If I go to the costumes of my sprite, and I can see here, I have another costume where he's making a step. So maybe I can iterate between these two costumes. If I go to look, I got something here called next costume. And look, here we go. We got our cat moving really fast. And it's really easy. You can easily add a backdrop. Let's add this, for instance. Let me catch the cat. So that's Scratch. And I just show you one person of it. Of course, you have keyboard input, so you can really easily make games. And my advice is, when you start doing Scratch with your kid, just spend 30 minutes with him, show him the basic instructions, and then leave him alone. Just close the door and come back 2 hours later. You will be really impressed how creative they are. It was just crazy. When I did it with my daughter, I came back. She was already writing down ideas, and she had thousands of projects in her mind. And that brings me to the third part that I want to tell you. Another important aspect that Scratch makes possible, and that I missed when I was a kid, well, is about, sharing your knowledge, being open, and building, joining communities. We are here at ApacheCon, I work for Red Hat, so there's pretty obvious for you. But we have a crucial role as well to already explain these values to our kids. And with Scratch, you can really easily do that. Why is that? Because when you create a project on Scratch, you can make it open, and everyone can look inside. That's a project, you can look inside, you can comment on it, and on GitHub, what do you do when you like a repo? Well, you fork it. With Scratch, you remix it. You can remix a project. So basically, you make a copy of the project, and someone else can remix your own remix. And that's really funny. And they have that feature of the remix tree. where you can see all the forks. And yeah, my daughter can spend hours on remix trees to see all the changes that are made to a project, remixes on our own project. So that is Scratch. Create an account online, make her share her work, let her discover other stuff. It's a great way to join the community. Master your craft and scale up. By the way, that's a picture of my daughter. Yeah, you probably understand it. I'm so proud of my daughter. I just put that picture here because she's not a little nerd. She don't do only coding. You can see here, she do pottery and she do guitar, and it's really important that your kids keep doing other stuff. But yeah, that's also obvious stuff. But there will be a moment that your kid is comfortable with Logo, with Scratch, and you want to scale up, become better, start being a software craftsmanship. So what can you do about that? Just want to share one tip, and also applies to us, to us developers, is practice your code katas. Just like when you do karate, you practice your katas, or when you play a music instrument, you have to train your skills every day. Well, you can do the same with code. We call that code katas. I put here two really simple examples of a code kata to make a circle and a code kata to make a square. And what you can ask to your kid is each time that he decides to do some coding, ask him to train his katas before. It doesn't have to happen every day, of course, otherwise you will be crazy. But once a week, just ask your kid to practice his code katas. Okay. And then there will be a moment that your kid wants to go even further, want to scale up more. And that happened with my daughter. She walked in my office. I worked from home, so she walked in my office and she saw my screens with a lot of files, editors open, a lot of code. And she said, "Wow, Dad, now I want to do that as well. I want to do coding like you." And I was thinking, which language could I teach her now? I know that usually people recommend using Python, but to be honest, I'm not a Pythonist. I could have learned, teach her JavaScript, but that would have of me a really terrible father. So, but there's another project. I'm a Java guy, but Java is also not a good start. But there's a language that's not so far from Java, and that is really simple. The language is Groovy. This week there were 3 or 4 presentations here by Paul King about Groovy. Groovy is a great, great language. It goes to the point. No bullshit, pardon my French. And more than and the other really cool stuff is, it's an Apache project, of course. So Groovy is a great start to teach new concepts like object programming and stuff like that. But again, I'm a live coder guy, so let me give you a small demo of Groovy, how Groovy works. I just need some water. Okay, here we go. Groovy, how does it work? So it's scripting, so let's start with the print. You see I don't need any imports. Hi, sub. And I can just execute that. I got here my I sub. Groovy, what is great? No strong typing, let me define a list. Okay, my list, and let's create a simple list of oranges, apples, and bananas. Okay, No semicolon, because why do we need semicolons, huh? Okay. And let me iterate on my list. So what I do here is each, and I will just print out the current iteration. Here we go. And Seb, here I iterate through my list. So really, really simple, really to the point. But as I told you, you can start with the concept of object of classes. So you can tell her class person, and you add a name and an age. No getters and setters, because why do we need getters and setters? Okay, here we go. Define Seb is a new person, and his name is Seb, and age 38. And let's print out. Hi, this is, and here we can show you how we can do interpolation, Seb name, and I am. Okay, that should be good. Oh, what did I missed here? An unexpected error. Why do I have a demogod effect here? Oh, okay, I just had to enter. So you can see, really easy. And then you can show, well, inheritance. So let's make a class developer, and let's make it extends person. And here we go, and we add a string, a favorite language. Hey, you read my mind. Yes, that's what I want. Nice. And now I can make another instance, Bob, new developer, and his name is Bob, age 18, favorite language, JavaScript, because he's a young boy. Okay, and here again, I can print Bob, favorite language, and that should be good. Again, what do I do here? Colon? After age. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay, so Groovy is great. And what I did with my daughter, she make a model of her school. So she make an object school, and then she make an object classroom. She make a class teacher, and she make a lot of great stuff. And she really understood the basic concepts of object programming. And that is also some advice. So maybe you don't want to pick Groovy, but I strongly advise you to try out Groovy. There's a great community around Groovy. And she loved that so much, and she wanted to share her code that I even opened a GitHub account for her. And she hosted her code there. And, well, that is if you want to really scale up. And I have 2 minutes left. That's awesome, because I'm almost at the end of. And I lost my clicker. No problem. Oh, here it is. And yeah, let me just finish with some other stuff. I don't know if you heard about DevOps for Kids. DevOps, you probably know the conference DevOps. Well, DevOps for Kids is the kids edition, and kids will spend a whole day, whole afternoon doing workshops about Scratch, Lego Mindstorms, Now Robots. And so it's really great. I really advise you to look around if there's a DevOps for Kids organized not so far from you, and to bring your kid there. The other thing is, don't limit yourself to coding. Do other funny stuff. Buy some Arduino, a Spark fun stuff. The latest thing that I buy was Makey Makey. Makey Makey is basically you plug something into the USB, you have cables, and whenever it's conductive with electricity, it simulates keyboards, keys. And so you can use water, fruits. That's just crazy. I gave that to my daughter, and I came back 1 hour later. She had built a huge gamepad. She was playing with water, and it was making sound everywhere. So don't limit it to coding. 20 seconds, okay. Hey, that's the end of my keynote. I just put that picture here because last time I gave this keynote, it was in June, I did it with my daughter. It was way easier because everyone was so impressed, and she did some live coding here, you can see logo. So I really wanted to put that picture here to show her. That's it, I'm here the whole day if you want to discuss that with me, that I give you other tips or speak from about other stuff, about my project at Red Hat if you want. I will be here the whole day and even tonight. And by this, I say you thank you.
Thank you so much, Sebastian.